Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. This morning I'd like to share with you another verse out of Proverbs. This one is taken from chapter 14, and it is verse 17. It says this, "He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated." He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. As I pondered that and how that relates to me and to us today, I thought about some of the realities that we face in life in making choices that we make. For example, we, in our line of work, we replace windows and doors, and we have different doors that we offer. Some are wood, some are steel, some are fiberglass. But people want to know what they're made of. And you know, it's that way in different things that we look at to buy. Sometimes we want to know what something is made of. And we ask that question because we want to know how long it's going to be lasting. How long will it be useful? Depending on what it's made of, is going to affect how well it will function for us. And it's that way in a lot of different things. So that's important, isn't it? What it's made of. Because it affects how it functions for us and how useful it will be to us. Well, think about, what are you made of? What am I made of? And I'm not talking about that God has created us from dust. I'm asking that because sometimes we need to look at that question and say, well, what are we really made of? Think about it this way. How big of a thing does it take to upset you? So what are you made of? Do some petty little things upset you easily? Or does it take some big catastrophe to upset you? Someone said one time, you can tell the size of a man by the size of the things that upset him. And that's why I ask that question. It's good for us to ask, what are you made of? What are we made of? What size of a circumstance does it take to anger you, to upset you? The verse that I read earlier here says, he that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. You know, I've encountered folks, and I knew of folks who were soon angered and really, really could get angry. And those same people were very gifted and skilled in specific areas of work. But had a hard time finding a job and holding a job down because they were soon angry. And it cost them their job. Now think about that. How useful is someone who is soon angry? To an employer, not very useful, are they? It doesn't work well. Well, let's ask another question. How useful can we be to the Lord in being a testimony of the grace and love and power of God, if we very soon fly off the handle at some petty thing and become very angry? You see what this verse is saying? He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. Well, I hope that that's not your situation. I would hope that you're made of something better than that. the fabric of your life has gotten something better than that. But unfortunately, some folks are very soon angry, and it doesn't take much of something to upset them. But let's learn some wisdom here from Proverbs. Let's learn to not be soon angered or allow little things to really upset us. Let's commit our ways unto God and ask Him to help us to overcome in that area of life where we are not soon angered. Because if we are soon angered, we're not very useful to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's not God's heart. God would like us to be useful in His kingdom, in building His kingdom. But I tell you, we can't be used if we are soon angered. It's foolishness. It really is. May God help us to not be foolish in this area, but instead be committed to Him and not be soon angered. Let's be wise in that area of our lives. If we need to cry out to God and ask for help, believe me, He will help us. He'll help you. But let's not be fools. Let's not be soon angered. May God give you the grace today to be filled with joy, and when you encounter difficulties, to not be soon angered. Let's be wise, not foolish. May the Lord Jesus bless your day.